Hello, everybody. Jake and Gino here, and today we're discussing why we believe now is an interesting time to invest in multifamily real estate. Gang, if you go back to 2009 to 2014, there were deals out there, but there were less people willing to jump back into real estate investing. In addition to that, the banks were far from eager to finance the deals. So you had less buyers and you had less financing available, even though there were quote unquote deals to be had. Fast forward to 2015 to say 2018. This was where things started to really stabilize. Deals were nice at that point. You saw appreciation, pricing was going up, but those deals that you had from 2015 to 2018, fantastic. Some of the best deals that we've done. Little better vintage, some of the sellers were coming back with really solid deals, and things really didn't ramp up that much. Now, 2019 to 2022, we saw an incredible run-up in valuations. Why did this happen? Government was printing money like crazy people, okay? It was just insane amount of money printing, led to inflation, okay? And ultimately, you know, you had a ton of syndicators plowing money into the market. Investors were saying, here, syndicator, go get me a deal. And this just really caused some expensive deals. They ran up because of cheap debt and ultimately a high demand. So where are we today? You know, we can't decide as a society, are we in a recession? Are we not? But one thing we do know, prices are now pulling back. There's less demand from the syndicator crowd. Inflation is raging and interest rates are surging. So, Mr. G Daddy, why do you think now is a fantastic opportunity from being a risky time?
I have to give you some props, Mr. Stenzi. You went back and you told the history so eloquently, so well. And why is that important, Jake? It's important because you've outlined the market cycle. That's and right. The market cycle is so important. When we started back years ago, we were what we call a buyer's market cycle. It was time to buy assets. And guess what? We're coming back to the buyer's market cycle. So that's one of the main reasons.
Jakey likes a deal.
That's one of the main reasons. And you've laid out so well why. If we go back into history and look at what's happened with recessions, interest rates have gone up. They've gone up dramatically in the last year or so. It hasn't gone up
just in the last quickly, 3 months.
So quickly in history, it hasn't. But yeah. You know what? Traditionally, over the last 60, 70 years, they've been around 7% where we are right now. But that's a total shock to the system. So what happens traditionally, you have rates rising like this. They're trying to stop, not inflation. Inflation is a supply of money is actually being increased. Inflation causes prices to rise, which is what we've seen. For them to take that under control, they need to actually raise interest rates. Now, you've seen houses in the residential market, I don't want to say crater, but homes that were selling in 2 weeks are now on the market for 2 months. And there's
well, and you're seeing discounts, 5 to 10%, without a doubt.
Easily.
Across the board.
So what's going on now? You're seeing this, and as an investor, you should be happy with this because all of a sudden you're seeing the recession happening. Things are going to start slowing down. Prices are going to start discounting. Depending specifically on what market you're in, you're going to see rents that are actually slowly are stabilizing and some may be even dropping. So this is all good news for that value investor out there. And what I'm going to say to you in the next 12 to 18 months to 24 months, rates are going to continue to increase. They're going to stabilize. And then guess what? As you're buying, as prices are dropping, they're going to drop rates. We all know what's going to happen right before the election in 2024. And as rates drop, it's going to stimulate the economy once again. And we're going to be going out from the buyer's market back into a seller's market. So that's why it's so important right now to get into multifamily if you're not an investor, because you need to create relationships. You need to build up your network. You need to understand the market, learn the market. You need to start doing property tours. These are all things that you can be starting to do right now. And on top of that, you can also start talking about to investors about the opportunity that's coming. And when Jake and I started, it was 1% GDP growth. There were deals on LoopNet that were on LoopNet for a year, year and a half.
What's
Guess
LoopNet?
What? There's deals on LoopNet right now, though. There's deals on MLS right now. We're seeing deals land on there, and that's how we know. That's the signal of the buyer's market cycle when we actually have the opportunity. And by the way, Jake, I'm getting cold calls from brokers. Brokers are actually calling us back and
You're
sending
good-looking guy.
Deals. Oh, I don't know. I'm not as good-looking as you, but... You get my
point? Gino, I got a challenge for everybody. Here's the way that you can really put this into perspective. And sometimes it takes you seeing it on paper. I want you to go back, if you've been underwriting deals, go back to a deal that you're underwriting in late 2021 or very early 2022. Keep everything the same, okay, in your underwriting. Change the interest rate from 3.5% to 6.5% and see what it does to your cash on cash return early on.
Just destroys it.
I mean, guys, I know you know this intuitively, but when you see that jump of 3 percentage points, it's insane what it does to your return. So now you're saying, well, the rates are up 3%. People are still trying to hold on to these valuations mentally, but they're coming down. So the intersection that's going to be really beautiful is when they drop enough to compensate for the rate increase.
And Jake, let's talk about another strategy that we employed early on. Seller financing. We wrote the book, Creative Cash. It's an amazing book. It talks about how to use owner financing. We've done over $20 million in owner finance deals. And we know in this part of the cycle, what's coming up, it's going to be prevalent because there's a lot of mom and pops that can't go out. You can't finance these deals. It's difficult. Banks are starting to pull back. Debt is the circulatory engine of the economy. And as debt starts to pull back, all of a sudden LTVs drop to 60%, sometimes even as low as 55%. They're going to be harder to finance these deals. Creative financing is going to be amazing during the next 12 to 18 months. We've been calling this for a while. We just called it a little too soon because interest rates didn't rise.
Yes.
Once interest rates started rising, all of a sudden people started puckering up, and all of a sudden the capital is starting to get more expensive, and people are saying to themselves, there's always a disconnect in the real estate market of what's happening with sellers having to come down and buyers having to meet them. You have brokers that are used to the good old
times. And this is the solution that meets you in the middle. And gang, I want to just, for folks that are maybe not super familiar with it, the flavor of financing that we love, of creative financing that we love the most. Bank brings 80%, seller brings the 20%, okay? So the bank's gonna carry the 80% loan. The seller is then gonna do your down payment in a form of 20%. You're getting the keys. That one we've executed on many times. We did a 300 unit deal like that, one of the best deals we've ever done. So those are the types of seller financing deals we look for.
Now, I don't want everyone to go out there and say, I'm going to underwrite every deal as a seller finance deal.
Right.
What you need to do is look at the deal from a traditional perspective. It worked at 3.5%. Is it now working at 6.5%? Probably not. Is that seller motivated to sell? Well, let's come up with a creative solution. And that's how you pull in seller financing. There's one other thing that I'd like to mention to you, Jake. Why is it now? Now is the time because there's fear in the market. We just saw crypto explode. The stock market is just floundering. The economy is floundering. There's a lot of fear. And you can go back in other market cycles, and even during the Depression, there were more millionaires made during the Depression than at any other time. So think about it. This is when people are going to make their millions, when there is a buying opportunity. And we are now entering the buyer's market cycle, the phase of the market that you want to start investing in heavily.
You know, that's my favorite quote from Warren Buffett. Be greedy when others are fearful. Be fearful when others are greedy. What that is simply saying is that when people are retreating, they're pulling back and prices are dipping, you're going in. When others are being exuberant and overpaying, that's when you should be fearful and pulling back. And this is the exact time that we're in right now.
Jake, the only other thing I would say before you wrap this thing up is think for the long term. Now is the time to think in decades. Buying these assets, holding these assets for the longer term, letting them pay you, letting you get those tax benefits, having the residents pay down your mortgage. That is the way to true wealth. And that's what we've done on our very first deal. We still own our very first deal. That property's appreciated fourfold. It's crushed it. But not only from that perspective, rents went from $350 to over $1,100 per unit. We've created a ton of value. It's still cash flowing every month. We've had the tax benefits from it, and it's still continuing to appreciate. So I want you to think of buying properties right now for the long term.
All right, here we go. This is what I think. I'm just going to give it to you. Yeah? Good with that?
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much. All right, here's what I think. This is the time because, by Jake Stanziano. More inventory right now than I've seen lately. I like that. I like that a lot. In addition to more inventory, I'm seeing advertisements of 6 caps, not 3 caps, not 4 caps, but 6 caps. We like 6 caps. I don't know if I trust their underwriting, but I'm seeing advertising for 6 caps. Prices are pulling back. There's no doubt. It's clear. Prices are pulling back. There's less buyer demand. Why is there less buyer demand? Many people that give money to syndicators, big time syndicators, also invest in the stock market. They're shitting their pants right now. The money's not going to the syndicators. The syndicators, therefore, are not bidding up deals like they were with a 3.5% debt. Less buyer demand. Now, what do you need to do? You need to be the patient sniper. What do I mean by that? Wait for your pitch, whatever football analogy you want to hear from me, be the patient sniper. Keep underwriting. We're in the first wave of this. I think another wave is coming, you know, right behind us where we're going to see the real fruit to be plucked. Wait for your pitch, but when it's there, do not be scared, to Gino's point. Attack when you know what you have in front of you and get the deal done. That's it, Gino. That's all I got to say about that. Gang, as always, and to Gino's point earlier, we believe in buying deals for the long term. Think in decades. I'm Jake. He's a G-Daddy. We make it happen. We'll see you next time.